Okay, back to the dinim of Hanukkah candles. Okay, so Chabad custom is, yesterday we discussed where to light them, but Chabad custom is, if possible, except Friday afternoon, that after you light the candles, you sit down by the candles for a half an hour. As it says, the previous Rebbe said, to listen to the story the candles tell. Okay? So there's the candles are telling us a story. So you're supposed to sit by the candles. You're not supposed to do anything else, but just sit down by the candles and look at what you're doing. Look at the story the candles tell.
What if you have hard of hearing and you can't hear very well?
So then you're supposed to see the story the candles tell. Because hearing is not going to help. Okay. Also, our custom is some people have a custom, let's say it's the second night, so they make the bracha, they light one candle, and then they'll say Aneres Salalu, and they light the rest of the candles. Our custom is you light all the candles first, and then you say Aneres Salalu.
You don't learn during the time?
You can learn, as long as you're standing by the candles. Another, this is important din, that people sometimes don't think, when you know things happen, you don't think. Then, unlike Shabbos candles are made to benefit from. Hanukkah candles, like we say in the Shtamah, you're not allowed to use them. A lot of times it happens, let's say you're lighting the candles with a Shabbos, and let's say it's the fourth night, and you light candle 4 and 3, and then the Shabbos goes out. So your instinct would be, okay, I'll light it from the first candle. You're not allowed to light the Shabbos from the candles. You have to light the candles from the Shabbos. So if the flame of the Shabbos goes out, you have to remember not to light it from the candles, because the candles are you not allowed to benefit from. So therefore, you have to make sure you can't light ner mi ner, one candle from the next. You need a Shabbos. You can't even take a match and light, you know, one from the next. In many places, they had a custom that they would wear, even today, they would wear Shabbos clothing for lighting the menorah. They wear shtreimel with the whole works. Rabbi writes, our custom is we wear the regular clothing. We don't wear Shabbos clothing. And we just light the menorah. What? The gartel, the minig, is we do wear.
What if we wear the clothes for the whole 8 days?
Why don't we? Why do you work the 8 days of... Not a Yom Tov. You want to wear it, you could. But the custom is that for Hanukkah is not such a Yom Tov. Purim is more of a Yom Tov in by Chassidim where you Yitzchak Kislev also. But Purim, it says in Shulchan Aruch, you're supposed to wear the Shabbos. Because Purim is, again, more against the body. The body is the way you dress. So therefore you dress Shabbos. This is about the Neshama. Now, a person is not yaitze the mitzvah with the candles in shul, or let's say at a public candle lighting. Those are public menorahs are not good to fulfill one's obligation. But there's another din that a lot of people are unaware of or just don't do it. Let's say you're invited tonight for dinner at somebody's house, right after Maariv. You're invited for dinner. So many people say, okay, I'll go to their house and I'll light the Hanukkah candles there. You're not allowed to light the Hanukkah candles there. You have to light the Hanukkah candles in your home where you're sleeping that night. So therefore, you can't go to somebody's house and light the Hanukkah candles there, and that's it. You know, in fact, there's a whole issue in halacha with this. Many times, there are many chasanis in Hanukkah. I have one kid of mine got married during Hanukkah. People make weddings during Hanukkah. So, you know, you go to the wedding, you want to eat, and then you're going to come home late. So the light in the hall. A lot of people, that. Now, look, it's not so simple that you could do that. Because you have to light where you're sleeping. Now, what happens? Let's say you live in one house, and you're going to your parents or in-laws for Shabbos, Hanukkah. So because you're sleeping there, you can light in the house you're going to. Therefore, Saturday night, halacha says, even though you're going to go back home later, The fact that you were there the entire Shabbos and already lit there Friday night, you can light there Saturday night, even though you're going to go home later and sleep in a different house. Then they make the two brachas, not Ladik Nez, but Shasin Isim and Shechion
first.
But the
Yavid
the Yaitzah.
Is it better if you
want to
eat?
Huh?
Instead of lighting at home, like after you finish eating, light
were you eating? No, because Aloch is you have to bench licht where you're sleeping. That's what it says in Aloch. You have to bench, you can't do it where you're a guest. There's another issue. You're not supposed to eat a meal before candle lighting. So ideally, the person should go home, light Shabbos candle, Hanukkah candles, and then go to dinner. Even if they won't be able to stay a half an hour by the candles, let's say they're rushed. So it's better for them to go home and light the candles and leave right away, rather than light them there and where they're eating, and then later at night after they're eating. In fact, there's a lot of interesting questions. The Bachim, they go on Mifzoim, they go out now to different places for people to give out menorahs and all that. So should they light before they go on Mifzoim, it's going to be early? Or should they light? That's a whole question. Over there, it's a different story, because when you're going to give out Hanukkah candles, you're doing part of the mitzvah. That is the mitzvah, getting Jews to light the Hanukkah candles. So then they could light when they come home. But the question about what they would be allowed to eat. They can't eat too much. I'll give another example. What happened? Somebody asked me this today, in fact. They flew in from New York today. They're flying back to New York. Okay? So they flew in this morning. They're flying back. Somebody asked me this afternoon at the Shiva house. So they're flying back. They're taking the red eye tonight. But they're not sleeping over anywhere. He came in this morning, leaving a few hours later. So then they can light wherever they're staying here before they go on the plane, because over there you're not going to be able to light later. You can't light on the plane.
And you can't do it during the day.
No, but I'm saying if they're taking your 10 o'clock flight at night, 11 o'clock flight at night, they can bench licht at 6 o'clock and still have plenty of time to go to the airport. But, one second, what happens, though, if somebody, let's say a man has to go away in business, he has a flight, he has to leave to the airport 2 o'clock. And by the time he gets in, it's going to be very, very late, or it might be even the next morning. Okay? So, and at the airport, there's no way you can light candles today. Years ago, you can go in a corner, light a candle, get away with it. But today, you'll be locked up in a second. So the dinner is like this. What happens if a guy's wife is lighting? He's not going to be home, so his wife will light the menorah. So he's yaitza with that. A lot of times, you got calls. In fact, today, a bunch of calls. The father wants to come home late, let's say 6 o'clock or whatever, and the kids are not going to be home until 10, 11 o'clock. Or the wife has a job, she's working somewhere, she'll be home 10, 11 o'clock. Halachically, he's allowed to light at 6 o'clock. They all fulfill their obligation, even if they're not present, but it's not issue based, and the women don't light their own anyway. So there would be Yaitza with his lighting, even though they're not present at the place. But what happens? A guy called me about this today. He has a hashgacha job tonight, and then he has an hour ride back to his apartment, and then he's doing another hashgacha morning early in the morning. That he's gonna have to maybe sleep 2 hours, and where should he should does he have to come home 1 o'clock in the morning to light the menorah and then sleep 2 hours and then go again? Or can he take a hotel room for the night and light in the hotel room? And he has nobody else in his house. There's nobody else home. So they told him, yeah, you could do that. Take a hotel room or motel, whatever it is. And instead of driving 2 hours, you can get another 2 hours sleep. So then it's not a problem. But, now one more last thing about Al-Anisim. If somebody forgets Al-Anisim, you do not repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. Okay? It's not like Yalav Yovei on Rosh Chodesh during the day. You forget Alei Nisim any time, you don't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. Because of that, there's an interesting opinion that we don't go by it, but there are many opinions that do go by it, and that is, what happens if I'm running late, and I'm standing privately, if I say Alei Nisim, I'll miss Kedusha. If I skip Alei Nisim, I'll make Kedusha. So what should I do? So many poskim and halacha hold that because Alei Nisim, you don't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. Meaning it's not that important. Kedusha is Kedusha. You should skip Alei Nisim and make Kedusha. But the Rebbe writes in Minhagim, we don't do that. We don't skip Alei Nisim even to answer Kedusha. So what you do is, if you're saying Alei Nisim, because of that, the minion's already saying Kedusha, you stop where you are. Like any other time you're in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei. You stop where you are, unless if you're in a Lekai Nitzor. You stop where you are, you listen to Kedusha, you don't say it, and then you continue davening. Okay. That's it for tonight.